From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder in Studio 4A, NPR's Election Central. We are projecting that Republicans have gained control of the House of Representatives. They've scored big gains tonight in midterm elections marked by frustration over the weak economy and dissatisfaction with the government. NPR's Julie Robner is with us, and Julie, you've been following the GOP victories tonight.
Many of the Republican gains have come in districts of backbenchers who were elected from Republican-leaning districts in the past two elections. But the GOP wave this year was strong enough to upend some long-serving, well-known House Democrats as well. Among the casualties who won't be returning to Washington next year are House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton of Missouri, who's been in the House for 33 years, as well as House Budget Committee Chairman John Spratt of South Carolina, who served since 1983. Also going down to defeat tonight are 14-term Virginia Congressman Rick Boucher and 13-term Pennsylvanian Paul Kanjorski.
NPR's Julie Robner. Nina Totenberg has been watching how things are shaking out in the Senate. Republicans have made gains there, but Nina, it appears Republicans are having a harder time in the Senate.
Republicans have now picked up five Senate seats, winning an open seat in Pennsylvania where Republican Pat Toomey has defeated Democrat Joe Sestak. There were two other turnovers of open seats as well in Indiana and North Dakota, and two Democratic incumbents were defeated, Russ Feingold in Wisconsin and Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas. But Republicans still need five more turnovers to win at Senate control, and with California's Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer now projected to win, that seems unlikely. There are, I should say, five closely contested races still outstanding in Nevada, Illinois, Washington State, Colorado, and Alaska.
All right, Nina, thank you very much. Now here's Shay Stevens in our newsroom.
There are over three dozen governorships up for grabs this year, and Republicans have replaced Democrats in at least a half dozen of those contests. Voters in West Virginia elected Democratic Governor Joe Manchin to the U.S. Senate. As NPR's Brian Naylor in Charleston reports, Manchin defeated Republican businessman John Racey.
Republicans fought hard to win the seat that had been held by Democrat Robert Byrd for more than five decades. Racey charged Manchin would be a rubber stamp for President Obama, who's deeply unpopular in West Virginia. But Manchin worked to distance himself from the president. In his victory speech, Manchin said Washington was broken and vowed to work with Republicans and Democrats to fix it.
Now, I want you to know, I'm going there, and I intend to work with everyone who's willing to put their country first.
Manchin told his supporters Washington can learn some things from West Virginia, saying a little common sense goes a long way. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Charleston.
Democrats picked up wins in New York, where Andrew Cuomo defeated Tea Party Republican Carl Paladino to win the seat his father held two decades ago. And voters in Massachusetts are giving Deval Patrick a second term. This is NPR News. And our motto of non-party organizations helped to fuel the Republican takeover of the House. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the groups bombarded Democratic incumbents with attack ads.
The pro-Republican groups include American Crossroads, the Commission on Hope, Growth, and Opportunity, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. During one 50-day stretch at the height of the campaign, the pro-Republican groups outspent pro-Democratic groups in Senate races $35 million to $5 million. Democrats tried to mount a counter-campaign in the past few weeks, but it was badly underfunded. The outside money campaign has had three hallmarks. The ads have made 2010 the most negative midterm contest in recent history. Many groups are not disclosing their donors, and corporate money is flowing to some groups after the Supreme Court decision that lets corporations finance direct attacks on candidates. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
California voters are deciding whether to allow recreational use of marijuana. If approved, residents 21 years of age and older would be able to have up to an ounce of pot in non-public areas where there are no children present. Proposition 19 also would allow residents who have a commercial permit to grow marijuana for sale at licensed locations. Marijuana use is legal in California if prescribed by a physician for medicinal purposes. Medical marijuana is already legal in that state, and initiatives are on the ballots in Arizona, South Dakota, and Oregon. Republican Pat Toomey has beat Democrat Joe Sestak for a U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Sestak is a second-term lawmaker who ended ousted veteran Arlen Specter's career in the primary. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.